Welcome to the Word, your daily dose of Dominican preaching. Today, we hear from the United States with Sister Mary Jeremiah Gillette, a contemplative nun in Lufkin, Texas, who teaches in their formation program. Her preaching is entitled, The Joy of Discovery.
A reading according to the Holy Gospel of Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field, which a person finds and hides again, and out of joy goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for fine pearls. When he finds a pearl of great price, he goes and sells all that he has and buys it." The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Both of these parables are, in a sense, symbols of wisdom, a treasure and the pearl of great price. The phrase, pearl of great price, is an Aramaic expression, meaning one precious pearl or a beyond all price. Not just great price, but beyond all price. The pearl in the ancient days of Jesus was one of the most valuable gems there was. It was worth even more than gold. It could sometimes be worth thousands and even millions of dollars. Truly something beyond price. And people in the ancient times found pleasure and joy in simply holding a pearl or reflecting upon it, besides wearing it. The main sources of the pearls in those days were the Red Sea, the coast off of Britain, and India. It was considered the most beautiful thing in the world. And Jesus is giving us parables of the kingdom, the most beautiful thing in the world. St. John, in his gospel, when he's describing the new heavenly Jerusalem, the heavenly kingdom, says that the gates are made of one giant pearl. But how is a pearl made? Physically, technically, all natural pearls are made when an irritant enters into a shell of a mollusk, a clam, an oyster, or a mussel. We probably grow up hearing that it's a grain of sand, but it isn't technically, because grains of sand are constantly flowing through the shell of these animals. They constantly pull in a stream of water, and it's from that water that they obtain their nourishment. Little pieces of plants or animals that have died. What begins the process of the pearl is a bigger irritant than a piece of sand. It could be a piece of shell or even a parasite. And in order to protect itself, the shell, the little animal, begins to secrete a substance that actually makes a shell. And layer by layer, thousands of layers of this substance called nacre form over this irritant and make the pearl. Fresh water mollusks form a pearl in a year or two, but salt water animals take 5 to 20 years to make a pearl. And as we reflect that the gates of heaven, the heavenly kingdom, are made of pearls, we too are meant to be like a pearl. Perfect, beautiful, luminous, translucent, fascinating. So how do we become pearls? It's a wonderful thing. We have to remember again how the pearl is made, that over time transforms something irritating into something that Saint Mother Teresa would say was something beautiful for God. So just as the water flows through the shell, bringing nourishment, it also brings irritants and difficulties. And that soft, vulnerable animal coats it with the layers of this substance. And that's what we do. Most of us live everyday lives out of the spotlight. But now and then, something comes along to upset our nice routine. An illness, an annoying coworker, a misunderstanding with a loved one. Or it could simply be the weather, lack of sleep, being late for an appointment. There are 101 things that can happen every single day to irritate us. So as Christians, how do we respond? Do we let it continue to irritate us? Do we try to resist it and become angry? Or can we be like that little animal, that little oyster? Can we accept things, irritations, difficulties, trials, annoyances, as invitations to surrender to God's will and to die to our own will? Every time we surrender to God and embrace the reality of the moment, we are putting another layer of iridescent glory upon our lives and our souls. So let us try to embrace everything that comes our way as a personal invitation from our Heavenly Father to be transformed into the beautiful image of His beloved sons. You hear it often said that the saints looked forward to trials because they knew that these were the stepping stones to heaven. We might not look forward to difficulties. We might even fall flat on our faces. But let's do try to remember that every moment of our lives can bring us closer to those heavenly pearly gates of paradise. Amen. Mm-hmm.